This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Cattle supplies blamed for high beef prices remain tight, according to the latest USDA cattle reports. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Start your trading day the right way with Market Matters, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's first look at the grain markets. Every morning, we bring you the numbers from the overnight session, plus a quick snapshot of the macroeconomy and what's driving market moves. Need to know what's coming next? Market Matters gives you a daily preview of market-moving news and reports so you're ready for the trading day ahead. And don't miss our daily livestock market outlook. Get the analyst predictions before the markets open. Get the edge you need. Tune into Market Matters every weekday morning, only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Cattle supplies, blamed for high beef prices, remain tight, according to the latest USDA cattle reports.
There are 11.7 million head of cattle in feedlots with a capacity of greater than 1,000 head. That's about 2% lower than a year ago.
That's USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell, who says that all of the data on cattle shows just how low supplies are right now.
We saw 2.04 million head of cattle placed into those feedlots. That's about 10% lower than a year ago. And cattle that were marketed came in at about 1.7 million head, which is about 8% lower than a year ago.
He points to several factors that have depressed supplies.
We have banned cattle coming from Mexico, in addition to which we have tight domestic feeder cattle supplies due to where we are in the cattle cycle.
Those factors, combined with drought and high consumer demand, have led to record high beef prices, according to McConnell.
Beef, that would be the one product that we would say is a little bit higher than we want it, maybe higher than we want it.
President Trump ended import tariffs on a wide range of Brazilian food products this month, including beef. The average U.S. retail beef price neared $10 per pound this year, with cattle supplies at their lowest point in over 70 years. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day at 5 p.m. Also, while you're on our website, you can find all of our podcasts, including our latest episode of Pods of Potential. Just head to the podcast tab on our homepage at iowaagnet.com. A reminder as well that you can also find market information anytime on our website under the Markets tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.